Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hello, free preview week people, and all you regular patrons who always get the editor's desk. Welcome to what is a rather informal chat that I have with people every week. If you are at the associate producer level or above, which is $5 a month, you get this in your Patreon feed. This is a way for me to answer your questions, keep you up to date on the state of what things are happening with Daily Tech News Show. If you've often wondered, well, hey, wait a minute, where did Rich Straffolino go? Or why did they stop doing this? This is the place where we talk about all that stuff. By the way, short answer, Rich took another job. So, you know, he appeared earlier this month when I was gone. So he's still helping us out, still produces It's a Thing, but he is happily fully employed over with David Spark at the CISO series. Things change, things happen, more things are going to change, more things are going to happen. And this is my chance to chat with you about those things. I know that some of you may be wondering where the free preview week idea came from. I got it directly from Justin Robert Young. I've talked about that before. He started doing one on his Politics, Politics, Politics podcast to let people in the public feed know, hey, I've got other episodes that go to the patrons. If you want those, here's what they're like. It's very similar to HBO's Free HBO Week. I think they still do these, but so many fewer of you have cable than used to that you may not have run across them. But when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, man, Free HBO Week, that was an event. Everybody got HBO, whether you paid for it or not. The cable companies were instructed to unblock HBO and deliver it to unpaying customers and paying customers alike so that you'd get a chance to sample it. And the idea on HBO's side was get so attracted to what you watch that you'd want to sign up for HBO. So it's the same thing for us. Free preview week. We actually call it free HBO week sometimes, but that doesn't make sense because we are not giving you free HBO, but we are giving you all of the content that we publish, whether it is something that goes to patrons or even just a section of patrons or not. So that means everybody got the extended show, Good Day Internet, this week in the public feed out there. The only people who didn't get that, if you're like, wait a minute, I didn't get that, you are one of the few people still on the old legacy DTNS only tier. We don't offer that anymore because it is a pain to offer separate feeds through Patreon. But we didn't cut off the people who had it. So if you're on DTNS only, well, you get DTNS only. That's what you asked for. But everybody else got the extended show. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's been worthwhile to hear that if you don't normally get that. Also, we gave you, or will be giving you, the bonus show. Now, people at the co-executive producer level, that's $10 a month and up, got it last week. But because we didn't do free preview week last week, I have rescheduled it into the feed to go to all the patrons this week. So you should have that rewind episode where we look at things that are 10 years old. You may have listened to that already. If you're a patron who's not at the co-exec level, I have made that post now public for everyone. It should pop up into your feed, but if it doesn't, you can go to patreon.com/DTNS and find it. Just scroll back to September 20th and you'll find that episode. And it's basically Sarah and Scott Johnson and Roger and I sitting down and looking at lineups from 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, Sarah and I were doing Tech News Today over at Twit. So we look at what was on the show then, what was on that show back then, and talk about, okay, that was interesting. These things were happening still. These things were happening. We forgot all about that kind of stuff. It's a good time. And it really does inform current stories to kind of understand, oh, it's been 10 years since we were concerned about that, or 10 years ago, we were still concerned about that. It is really interesting to see the treatment of Facebook and Google over time, back when they weren't knee-jerk considered bad. These days, they are knee-jerk considered bad. So that's a fun one. That's one you get if you up your Patreon level or become a Patreon at that level or above. And I'm giving this editor's desk to everybody as well. So once again, that's the idea behind Free Preview Week. Just a chance for us to let you know what's out there. And if you're like, I don't need that stuff, that's great. Keep on whatever feed you're on right now. But you may not have realized, like, oh, that's interesting. That's worth a couple extra bucks for me. And if it is, we're hoping that you go to patreon.com/DTNS and adjust your support accordingly, or begin support.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Haiku is the fastest and lowest cost model in the market, perfectly designed for high volume, high speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
We only have one editor's desk question. So to you editor's desk diehards, I say, yes, I sort of answered all the questions in a big bundle and it's time to send me new ones. If you've been holding off like, well, I'm afraid mine might get lost in the shuffle. Don't. First of all, they don't get lost in the shuffle. And second, I'd love to get your questions. So feedback at dailytechnewsshow.com. Let me know it's an editor's desk question and I will answer it right here. I love this one from Pat. Pat writes, something I've wondered for a long, long time. Who is Pat? Periodically in your Patreon thank yous, you will thank Pat, no last name. And often in your example discussions, you will use Pat as a generic actor. Pat did this, or when Pat does that. So who is this Pat? Do you have a significant Pat in your life? I am certain the Pats want to know. Keep up the good work. Take care, Pat. P.S. Yes, this is the silliest editor's desk question I could think of. It's a little silly, Pat, but also I think it's a really good one. And I bet a lot of other people have wondered that. So the Pat that is thanked at the beginning of the show is one of the people at our master and grandmaster level. And barring them telling us otherwise, we just read the name that is in their Patreon. And that person signed up for Patreon only as Pat. So that is all we know them as, is Pat. So that's that Pat. That is a different Pat. Do I have significant Pats in my life? I do. Patrick Beja, who, again, common question is, what happened to Patrick Beja? He lives in Finland, which is almost the exact opposite side of the world. So time zones are awful, and he has two young children. So it just wasn't feasible for him to be on Daily Tech News Show anymore at the time that we do it. He popped into our Discord the other day, though, and said hello. So you know he's still around. He has been doing fewer of his own podcasts in these last few years. So you can tell he's a busy guy. So that's what happened to that Patrick. Patrick Norton is on the show regularly, another significant Pat in my life. There's a friend of my sister's named Patty, who I love dearly. She's a wonderful human being. There's a few other Pats out there in my world. None of those, nor the patron called Pat, are the Pat I am referring to in example discussions. I came up with Pat as my example because Pat can be any gender. When you say Pat, you probably think of a Pat you know, and so maybe you gender that Pat to that gender. But as in my example of significant Pats in my life, there were a couple of guys and a lady. I feel like that's just a good way of taking that out of the equation, right? If I say Doug, you're going to think of a Doug. And if I say Linda, you're going to think of a Linda. But if I say Pat, kind of leaves you open to fill in the blank with someone you like. You can also use Kelly. That's another way of doing that. These start to get a little fraught. Dana would be another one that I could do, but that's more common as a male name in England and Australia and other parts than it is in the U.S. Laura, certainly very much a lady's name in the U.S., but not necessarily other places. So there's a limited number of those names that everybody will recognize as like, oh, could be anybody. Pat and Kelly were always the first two to come to mind. I think Pat, just because I know so many Pats and it's so easy to remember. So a lot of times when I'm searching for an example, I'll be coming up with it on the spur of the moment. And Pat is the first one that I can think of. Kelly's usually the second one. And there are others that I can't think of right now, which is why I always end up relying on Pat. So the Pat in my examples is meant to be a generic Pat, a Pat that means nothing. And in fact, when I did the class that I taught, the one that I'm selling the video for on Patreon, I talked about coming up with your target audience. That's something that I learned in radio was, imagine a single person who's representative of your audience when you talk on the radio, and it will help you focus how you're talking. Now, granted, radio audiences were very diverse even back then. So that one person couldn't possibly represent everybody in the audience, but putting a single person in your mind kind of helped you sound more personal when you talked. So you don't want to take it overboard, but it was a helpful exercise. So I brought that exercise to my podcast. The problem was when I learned that from Terry Dugan Nolan. Hey, Terry. Terry's another good one. That could be a woman or a man. Terry in this case was a woman. When I learned it from my GM, Terry, she used Bob as the listener. And for the longest time, when I would talk about this example, I would say, okay, imagine Bob. Imagine Bob's in your audience. Except, what if the typical audience member is not a guy? There are very few women named Bob. I'm not saying there's none, but it's not what you probably first think of. And so the other way would be like, well, let's choose Amy. Well, but that has the reverse problem. Now, what about the guys in your audience? So I chose Pat for that example on purpose to be like, well, let's just take that conversation out for a moment. Not that it's isn't an important conversation. In fact, when figuring out who your target audience is, you probably do want to know what your audience's gender preferences are. But to start with, from the beginning, you don't want to make it Bob or Amy. So I made it Pat. And that's where Pat comes from. Pat's just a useful tool to allow you to choose when to have that conversation about gender. And If it's not important to your example, like let's say Pat has encrypted something, then you don't need to do it. You can just avoid that question altogether. Anyway, that's Pat. Pat, I hope that helps you know a little more about Pat, about why I chose Pat. And I will stand Pat on that explanation for a long, long time. That is it. That's my only editor's desk question. So please, like I said, keep those editor's desks coming. If you're not a patron at the associate producer level, which by the way, if you're a new patron, that's the lowest level we have. If you're below the associate producer level, you're on a legacy tier of your own. But if you are not at that associate producer level, but you have a question for editor's desk, you can send it to me. Make a note in it like, hey, I'm not at that level, and I'll answer you directly. But of course, the best way to get the answer would be to become a patron at that level at patreon.com/DTNS. Either way works for me. Thanks, everybody. Once again, if you're like, hold on. I know you said the email address 15 times, Tom, but what is it one more time? feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com. Easy to remember because it's feedback. We want your feedback. Feedback. I know a lot of people don't like the word feedback. They like make it contact or hello. Feedback. I don't know. My brain goes to feedback. But anyway, that's what it is. feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for supporting us in whatever way you support us, whether it's at Patreon or just by making sure you stay subscribed to the main feed or just telling friends. Or even if you're like Jeff, who just says hello when I'm out walking the dog and says, you have a great show that you do. And I'm like, thanks, Jeff. That's really nice to hear. Whoever you are, whatever you do, thank you for being here and listening to what we do right now. And I will talk to you soon.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com